T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jumping off into hour two of Sports Talk here. Welcome aboard. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control. Taking your calls on Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. Fat Man and Kenner. That's his handle, okay? Don't get all upset with me. I'm just reading what's on the screen.
Yeah, no, that's kidding, man. What's up, Fat Man?
Man, listen, that was Fats Domino's deal, too. So, that's pretty damn good.
Fat Man, what you got?
Fat Man, this is Bobby. I got your back, buddy. All right. I got your back.
You got my back about what? About what? About a bunch of things or what?
The time when the Iran war was going on, a group called Vince Vance and the Valiants made a song called Bomb Iran, and it was to the music of Bob Moran.
Yes. Fat Man, you know what I'm talking about. I got to educate these youngsters, you know.
That officially makes Bobby old when they don't get it.
I'm like, yeah, and I started thinking like Charlie, who has a lot of wisdom. He goes like,
born in 1998.
Yeah, he don't tell me like Mr. Bobby or nothing, but he goes, that's like 2 decades before me. So. Fat Man, are you optimistic about the Saints, or are you checked out? Where are you at right now? And look, LSU's had a better season than everyone expected. Look at Tulane, where they're at. I mean, Yeoman Stadium, that might be the place to be. In New Orleans, it's sold out, like I want to say, in 4 or 5 hours.
And man, how about Frank Selfo reloading the rifle? He loses his star quarterback.
Southeast,
comes
yeah.
in, wins the game against Idaho. Now, Sanford's really good. Now, that'll be a big test.
They're going to go to Birmingham and
but
play at that, Sanford.
That's a tough rebuild. We talked to Tim Rebo today. It ain't easy when you lose those type players. So, man, Southeastern, Tulane, LSU, they've exceeded expectations of what we thought before the season.
Well, and, you know, Mike, also we were talking about Hugh Freeze at the Auburn Tigers. I mean, you're going to see these kind of changes that happens in college football, happens in the NFL. We always say 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year in the NFL. But then you look, you know, I also think is going to have success, and they are desperate. And I think behind the scenes they have money. They don't have football players in their state, but they have money. Their heyday was like old school Johnny Rogers and, you know,
Jerry Taggy.
Yeah.
Rich Glover.
Going way back, but Nebraska. I'm telling you, I think Matt Rhule, considering he had back-to-back seasons at Temple where he won double digits.
Man,
you know how hard it is to win at Temple? And he goes to Temple. Look what he did. He established at Baylor. You know, but Dave Aranda going to Baylor, that was already established. Mm-hmm. That's all because of Matt Rhule. So I think, again, Steve Spurrier didn't have success, NFL coach. Nick Saban didn't have success, NFL coach. Urban Meyer and all that. So you might just be a top college coach. I think, Mike, I'd be surprised.
I think he's going to have a lot of success.
If Matt Rhule does not have success at Nebraska. Now,
I agree with you.
How about Fickell? Fickell leaves Cincinnati to go to Wisconsin.
He wanted that Notre Dame job.
Mike, the Wisconsin job.
But they went to Marcus.
Now,
Freeman.
It's going
to
be up to him.
Fickell's making more money than Hugh Freeze.
Wisconsin wants to win. That's football country. Come on, you look at Packers and all that college. Now, you know what? They got to somehow convince the skilled players to go in the cold because they can get the linemen. Like the Ryan Ram checks and all that.
Yeah.
They can get that. But can they convince the skilled people? It'd be very similar to like University of Michigan and Ann Arbor to come up. Like I remember I played one of the greatest University of Michigan players ever.
AC was from
Florida,
Anthony
Carter.
Right?
Yes, he's from like West Palm. South Florida. And he goes to Michigan. So that was name, image, and likeness way back in the late 70s, yeah. early 80s. So,
yeah.
I mean, the thing is, that's always going on. So, no, that's why when you look at opportunities and you got a fan base that is loyal, that Mike, they want you to be relevant. And right now, to me, you look at Ohio State and we're Michigan. But other than that, look, Illinois had a fine season. But
Brett Bielema.
And Purdue comes out of nowhere. But Nebraska and Wisconsin, that was extreme disappointment.
I'll never forget a story. God bless him. Joe Clark told me he's coached 2 years at Temple. So he said, my first day I take the job at Temple, I pull in, and I get out, and the guy's like, hey, coach, how you doing? He said, fine. He said, can you tell me where the coach's office is? He said, yeah, right here. He said, before you leave, he said, this is a stick-up. So he said, I never saw a gun, but he said, you know, he had his hand in the pocket. So he said, you know, I didn't have much. He said, I gave him $12. He took off. He said, about 2 weeks later.
He came back?
He said, I'm getting out of my car. The guy's standing up there again. He's like, man, I don't have any money. He said, no, coach, I found out you're an assistant coach here at Temple. Here's your $12 back.
Oh, well, that's
he said, Mike, I'm not kidding you. He said, the guy felt so bad for me. I was coaching at Temple.
Hoot,
gave me back
Temple
my $12.
Hoot. Temple Owls.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show, is next here along with your calls. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
LSU Georgia in the SEC Championship game Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff right here on the home of the Fighting Tigers. Joining us now, Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show. Herb and I will be at Drago's in Baton Rouge starting at 11 a.m. Saturday morning.
So they've treated y'all awesome, right, Christian?
Are you kidding me? Herb, how good has it been being down there at Drago's?
You fool, right?
Herb, we only got a 22-minute segment, so make
So look, Mike and Bobby, let me tell you something, how good that is. Man, I'm about to pass out right now just thinking about the food right now. And look, Tommy just treats us so great, and the staff is wonderful over there. And I can't wait till you guys join Christian and I this Saturday, because I'm challenging you two right now to come join Christian and I Saturday and come eat some of that good old Drago's food, especially those oysters that Christian loves.
So man, all I know is we hear it from Luke. I don't hear Luke's stomach growling, so it must be pretty doggone good.
Well, Herb, Mike might be able to show up, but T-Bob's having a baby. So I have to go, of all things,
Grandpa,
you know. Yeah, I'm going to be Papa Bear.
How many times over now?
Like six. So I have six grandkids. And now we don't know. T-Bob's had two girls. We're going to wait and see till it comes out. But the heartbeat is fast. So we think T-Bob might have three girls.
Bobby, you're going to be like me. You're going to be surrounded by women.
Yeah.
That bad feeling.
So I said, T-Bob, how can you plan this? Like, what's coming up like with the SEC championship? I go, I don't know. When you plan and you're passionate and something happens, you just count 9 months from there and what occurs. So.
And look, I'm like Mike. There's a lot of estrogen in the house where I'm at. So I'm the only guy.
I know that feeling, Herb. I know
it. Look, don't forget, Bobby, there's another game after this one. So we're going to challenge you again.
Okay.
All right.
For the bowl game.
Hang out with me and Chris. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that could be awesome. But who knows whether it's the Citrus Bowl or whether it's the Sugar Bowl. It could definitely happen.
And Herb, just think about this. Being in the Citrus Bowl and you go early, you get a run a little bit because now you can recruit in that Florida area.
You got your footprint there.
Yeah, not only can you recruit in that area, you go ahead and put your foot stamps down, right?
Yep,
you go ahead and cement your feet in the ground over there. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, I know, look, if I was coming out of college or high school, this year, I would definitely be giving LSU a serious and strong, hard look now that they have Brian Kelly at the helm and running this program, because this program is on the rise, guys, for the next 10 years. And it's going to be one of the perennial programs in the country here in the next 2-3 years. I'm telling you right now, you heard it from my voice. I think these guys are really going to turn this thing around to what we need it to be, and it's going to be something consistent, and that's what we've been looking for, consistency.
Yeah, Herb, we got a chance to do a show with Jordan Arsamal, who is part of the recruiting kind of go-around around Brian Kelly and LSU. He's a Thibodeau guy, went to E.D. White, went to Nicholls State. He was at Virginia and then come back to home and at LSU, and he was telling me we still going to get some transfer portal people, but we're going to build this team around high school players. Now, yep. There's always going to be areas where you're going to have to go out and get transfer portal people, because you're going to lose people, too, to the transfer portal. That's going to happen. But he says, yep, we're going to build primarily on high school kids.
Yeah, and tell me when the last time LSU's done that, right? Especially at the quarterback position. So at the quarterback position, all of our great last 5 or 6 quarterbacks have been through some sort of a transfer portal situation type of situation. But I'm going to tell you right now, man, I just really, truly believe in this coaching staff, and I believe in what's going to happen here in the future. And then ultimately, in my opinion, I think that we're going to literally be amongst that 1, 2, 3 top ranking schools yearly as far as recruiting is concerned, not only from the high school ranks, but also from the portal ranks. But not just that, the development. Christian and I were talking about this the other day. We think that Brian Kelly and his staff are going to develop these kids from a freshman year to their junior, senior years to become what we know that these kids can become, and not just be great based solely on their talent level. And this is something that LSU's been literally, in my opinion, been missing, I don't know, since probably, you know, Coach Les Miles' 3rd or 4th year, if you will. It's been a long time, so I'm really looking forward to that.
You know, Herb, you know, it's amazing, though, when you look at competition, and we always embrace competition, but you look at this day and age, I'm not the man, what? I don't want to wait my turn. I would not be surprised, and Mike and I have talked about this, that if you look at what's going to transpire, okay, this season, okay, Jane Daniels, right, is he coming back, not coming back? So, but you look in the crystal ball in the future, you can look like the next year, maybe the year after and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
say right now that, you know, transfer portal and all that, the portal, Nussmeier, he's gone because Walker Howard's going to be the guy. You can't right. have, like, two guys. You might say, well, we want to have two guys in theory who could both play.
Good luck with
but
that.
But they both can't play. You almost have to have a diamond in the rough. So Nussmeier's going to be like, no, I mean, I want to be the man. And if I'm not the man, and then Walker Howard thinks he's the man, so Walker Howard stays,
yeah.
but Nussmeier transfers. You know, the part that's just the way it is today.
That's the way it is today, and I think that Brian Kelly's in tune to today's kids and what they're looking for, and he's going to make sure they know the writing's on the wall. It is what it is. If you're a guy, you're going to be here. If you're not the guy, you'll have an opportunity to go wherever you want to go, but that doesn't mean you're going to be the guy wherever you want to go also.
Right.
So that's a whole other situation in itself. And look, my wife told me this about 5 years ago, and I'll never forget it, man. And this is crazy. But this
she wanted you to transfer? She put you in the transfer portal, Herb, or what?
No. I was trying to transfer, and she told me, you know what? You ain't going nowhere. You beautiful young man.
I got you.
That's right. You ain't got to worry about that. But no, what she told me was, because, you know, we old school, Bobby. We old school.
Right.
We were thinking, you know, I'm like, man, when you make a decision, this you stick to it, and you go with it. And she said, you know what? Why can't these kids have an opportunity to make the right decision for themselves?
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
Why
can't they take
a moment to think about it? And how can their future be brighter if they make a different decision? And I said, you're absolutely right. With that being said, I'm okay if a kid decides to move on, but that just means that the coaching staff has identified who is the right player for the right situation or right position to be starting or the second team guy.
Right.
And that player is going to be the right guy moving forward.
Well, you know, Herb, you know why you cannot poo-poo what's occurring, like transfer portal, even before the transfer portal? Who you think is up for, like, NFL MVP conversation? Do y'all remember Jalen Hurts with Alabama? And then all of a sudden, Tua comes about. And listen, Jalen Hurts, you didn't hear him, like, bitch or anything. He just went with the flow. He goes to Oklahoma. Look where Jalen Hurts is at right now. Okay, you look at Caleb Williams. Now he follows his coach from Oklahoma to USC.
And he's going
to
win him a Heisman Trophy.
The fans have to realize that's the day and age we live in. That's just going to happen. You might think you have some security, but it's like year to year.
Now, look, Jalen Hurts is a special young man. He knows what he had, or he knew what he had at Alabama. So when Coach Saban said, hey, son, I need you to sit on the bench and let this young man move forward and be the guy, he said, you know what, that's okay, because I'm still learning from one of the best ever to coach anybody in college football history. And that's the key right there. Then he also had parents and family behind him that was able to also reiterate what he was thinking. And so that's the key. And I challenge every kid, family, father, mom, and whoever's out there that's supporting those kids to listen to the kids, do their homework, and understand exactly what's best for that particular kid. And even if they're sitting behind somebody for a year and transferring, or sitting behind somebody for 2 years and then playing that final senior season, because you just never know what it's going to take you. Now, Jalen Hurts is phenomenal now in the NFL.
And with the Eagles.
Would have ever thunk it, as they say, that he would be the quarterback that he is today in the NFL. But I'm so proud of that young man, and that's absolutely right, Bobby. You just never know. And it's a day in the age of college football now, and I think the coaching staff that we have now understands that, and they know. And look, Frank Wilson, it ain't no what you call that, chopped liver, huh, Mike?
No, he ain't chopped liver.
Liver. He knows what's going on. And if anybody's in touch with these kids, it's Frank Wilson. And that's why Coach Brian Kelly decided to make him his first hire coming in at LSU.
You know, Herb, when I look at this, and I respect the Georgia Bulldogs, let me tell you why I respect them. Now, you might say, okay, I was in Atlanta, I was in Alpharetta, Georgia, like 14 years. But this is kind of like between LSU and Georgia. They're not played that many times. But you know what's crazy? It's almost like an NFL type, like almost, that's like 50-50. But you know, like the parity. LSU's won 18 times, Georgia's won 13, and they've tied once. So that's a big enough sample size. You can see how competitive it is. But you look at, like, how hard it would be to win back-to-back. Look at LSU, the magical season they had with Coach O in 2019. But this was impressive about, Kirby Smart and what Georgia's doing. The defending college football champions are right where – can you live up to expectations? Are right where everyone thought they'd be back in July. This is the media. I'm not talking about, like, Joe Blow or Joe Fan or whatever. This is what everybody talks about this for a living, you know, like the media, like SEC Media Day. This is where everyone thought they'd be back in July when the Dogs were the media's pick to play in the title game. Now, think about this. SEC title game for the fifth time in six seasons. I think they got the right hire, and they're doing things right in Athens That. Come on.
I agree. Now, you know, you got to think about it again. Not that every one of them, but – he is an understudy of Coach Saban, but he was probably the kid that was in the front row, right, paying the most attention as to what he was doing. And the one thing that he paid attention to was, how do I get the right guys? Because he knows no matter what the X's and O's are, that it has to be the Jimmys and the Joes that's going to really, truly make it happen, right? If the Jimmys and Joes can't make it happen, then his X's and O's definitely ain't going to do nothing. So I think at the end of the day, this guy paid that attention. Because when you look at that Georgia team come off the plane, the bus, the car, the Uber car, or whatever they're getting out of, you're like, man, these guys is coming to play. And they look the part. You know what I'm saying? And so I really do appreciate that. Now, look, I was on the wrong end of one of those LSU or Georgia games back in 1998. But, however, I'm going to go ahead and take a little credit for myself. I was not the reason that was.
Hey, man.
Bobby, I went 18 for 22 in that game, and we still lost.
Come on, you need
game.
Some help, Herb. You need some help.
We need some help, man. We need some help, Bobby.
You needed some defense that day.
Yeah, come on. If you're 18 for 22, you're doing your job. And, you know, Herb, but when I look at – And I say, you know, I don't know. Could LSU shock the world? I remember my dad took T-Bob when they upset Tennessee. LSU's an underdog. That's basically two decades ago. And, boy, they won the SEC championship. No one thought they would do it then. But, you know, usually the favorite wins. But do you think it'll be this type of game? And it wasn't that long ago. This is like 3 years, basically, that LSU 37, Georgia 10, December 7, 2019. Do you think it'll be just the other way around, like Georgia 37, LSU 10? Well, what is your take? Because I think it'd be a monumental upset if we beat Georgia this time around.
So it would definitely be a monumental situation with those guys. If you think about it, the exact opposite of quarterbacks in this game is exactly what it was in 2019, right? And so I see Stetson Bennett just having a great game, and I see the defense. If they cannot bounce back from how they played on Saturday, this past Saturday, we're going to be in for some trouble, especially in the run game, because the one thing Georgia's going to do is they're going to run the ball. Yep. And those big boys up front, they're going to try to do everything they can. They're going to take a page out of Texas A&M's playbook and try to get their running game going. And last week, we could not stop A-Chain and that group last week. And so, in my opinion, and then Stetson Bennett is going to make whatever plays he needs to make as a quarterback, because he's just, you know, he's, you know, Chris and I talked about this before. It's not that he's underrated. No one is even talking about him that as one of the better quarterbacks in the country. And he's definitely that. Not just a facilitator, but he can make plays with his arm and with his feet, and he's smart enough to put those guys in the right situation. So with that being said, I'd say this. It would take, you know, the skies to open up and everything else for LSU to beat Georgia this go-round. Oh, man, give me two more years. Give me two more years.
Okay.
Give me two
okay.
more years. We're coming, baby. So Herb. I don't see LSU winning this game, but I do see it being a very hard, fought game, and I think LSU can actually play them a little closer than whatever the spread is.
I agree with you, Herb. There aren't too many teams, major college football. You say, name the receivers at Georgia. Now, maybe somebody might get Jermaine Burton, because he was a commit to LSU for a long time, and then on signing day, I'm going to Georgia.
Well, Mike,
I'm going to Alabama.
Then
he left.
But don't they have a good tight end?
No. What I'm going to say is, I've never seen two tight ends dominate the passing game like Brock Bowers. Man, he is unbelievable as a receiver, and he's a mismatch nightmare. And then they got Darnell Washington. He's 6'7". He's 265 pounds. Now, you try to cover them two dudes. I think that's going to be the matchup. I'm interested to see how LSU matches up against Bowers and Washington. They use a lot of two tight ends offense and sometimes three. And so it's unconventional, but this is how Kirby wants to do it. He wants to beat you physically, but then he's got these athletes like Bowers and Washington at tight end.
Well, and you know, Herb, along with Mike saying, what George is doing with the two or three tight ends, it's like kind of old school. You know, you look at the RPOs and all that, but it's still, can you win in the trenches like Jim Harbaugh and Michigan did to Ohio State? Talking about giving them the business. What?
No, they fed them a dose of their own medicine.
Yeah.
So look, Washington, when I look at Washington, I see myself in my dreams, right? Whenever I meet somebody like, man, I thought you were taller. Well, I am. I'm 6'6". Don't you see that? What's wrong with you? But anyway, Kirby's done a great job of doing what's that X factor in college football is having great tight ends. And you can take a page book out of a page out of Urban Meyer's playbook when he was in college coaching. He always had really great tight ends, and the tight end is the X factor. Who's going to cover that guy? Normally, your safety is not either fast enough or maybe not big enough to cover this guy. And then you turn into the fact that Kirby's got some meat up front and some dogs in the backfield. And everywhere that he has playmakers, it's everywhere, literally. And he's got playmakers everywhere. And so at the end of the day, I've seen this year Georgia play down to their opponents and then play up when needed, right? So they smashed Tennessee, right? But then you go and you look at if they played
Missouri. If they played Missouri.
Missouri took them to the hilt.
No, until the fourth quarter. It's like depending who they're playing, how interested they are, you know.
That's right. And I think this game, they're not going to play too down to their opponent or up to, I think they're going to play because they're in the SEC championship.
Right, that makes sense.
And I think you're going to get the greatest of what they're going to bring. And so it's not going to be so much of who can cover who for LSU. It's going to be, in my opinion, is whether Matt House is going to devise a plan that can kind of confuse Stetson Bennett, maybe do some stunts up front with that offensive line and be able to create some kind of advantage for the defensive line and the linebackers to get through and then stop penetration at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield of Georgia's backfield. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And then Matt House, I think, in my mind, is chomping at the bit to get back out there and do it again because he did not look too well or too good last weekend playing against Texas A&M.
Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show, join us Saturday. Dragos in Baton Rouge, I-10 in college, starting at 11 o'clock, getting you set for the SEC championship game between LSU and Georgia. Herb, I'll see you Saturday.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
Hey, thank you guys, man. And look, y'all have a merry, merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you, Mike and Bobby and Christian, I'll see you on Saturday, buddy. Let's get the moisture.
All right, let's go. All right, coming back to your calls next here on Sports
Eat
Talk.
Eat oysters, love longer.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian. Back to our Open Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Mama Beans, what's going on, Mama Beans? You're on WWL.
I like that, Mama Beans.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Hey, guys. From the outside, it just looks to me like this year our guys don't have much passion. And I'm just wondering if y'all had any insight into the climate in the locker room, if there are any changes this year, and I don't mean just recently, I mean from the first of the season.
Mama Beans, what I can tell you from the locker room standpoint is what the media is going to see in their limited interaction with the media, with the players, they're not going to be able to accurately, I think, and effectively gauge the temperature of that locker room. Now, if there is, and I don't think there is, but if there were some animosity within that locker room, it's not going to spill over when the media is in there.
Well,
that's an entirely different story.
And Mama Bean, I can tell you, I don't know, I'm kind of old school, y'all serious when you're in the locker room. And listen, I don't know, this day and age, I don't know, you have video games, you have ping pong tables, they do different things in the locker room.
Pool.
And a pool and all that. But they had that with Sean Payton, but you won. If they still have that and you don't win, like, what the hell are we doing that? Why are we playing ping pong? Oh, why are we jiving and all doing this on that? We got to be more serious. So I don't know. You got to just win.
Let me explain it to you this way, Mama Beans. I think that there are players on that team that might not be preparing to the level that they need to prepare, putting in the work during the week. That's a viable possibility.
No,
that's just me speculating, Bobby and Mike. But I think that's there's some truth there.
It has to be that.
And when you lose it, gets worse.
It has to be a lifestyle.
Yeah. It gets worse.
If you're a pro and you're trying to make it and sustain that lifestyle, to be a professional NFL player, let's say you want to last a decade, well, you got to put in the work. It's not going to happen by accident because everyone can play. You know, it's not like, oh, well, I went to practice, I did this and that. I want to go hang out. I want to go do this or that. No. I feel like playing Madden right now. No. You need to study more film, whatever. You need to have it where it's like second nature and you know everything.
What was your routine, Bobby, during the week?
During the week, I had that. Listen, Christian, it was like T-Bob and all knew better. My kids don't dare come into that room. Like, I'm watching film and preparing and all that. No, you had, like, it wasn't every day 14, 16 hours, but I could say 3 out of the 7 days, 14, 16-hour days. And just like paying attention to detail, and you look for tendency. This might come up in the game, and then that you have to – that's what Peyton Manning, that's what Drew Brees. I mean, I'm not even on that level, but I know what it takes. I know what you have to do. Now you might say, well, I'm bored. I don't want to do that. No, you want to be a pro? You want to be the best at your position? I mean,
you want to keep providing a lifestyle?
You played for as big a 180 as you can flip. from Jim Moore, and then you go to Jerry Glanville.
Jerry Glanville, and he would be like, you know, the team that parties together stays together. It was like, we had Fat Tuesdays on Wednesdays. I'm like, whoa, this is different. You know, during training camp, we shut down training camp, and we go on a Buckhead, and we go and party. Like what? I was like, oh, well, you got to hang with the team and just do whatever it takes. But I was like, oh, that would never happen with Jim Mora. But then, you know, whether you win or lose, if you win, then nobody
cares.
Yeah, but you got to win.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian, this is Sports Talk. If you're on hold,
think about that. Bad Tuesdays on Wednesday, not Ash Wednesday,
right.
But this could be any Wednesday. So just have a celebration. Okay, you could say, in honor of the Cajun Cannon, Who Dat Nation, we're having Fat Tuesdays on Wednesday. And you can have that year-round.
This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Mike, I was a little worried about your commute home coming up with this nasty weather that was forecast for our area, but looks like we dodged it. It broke up.
From what you were showing me, yeah. I thought Bobby and I might catch it coming here. We had to do television in Houma this morning. And, you know, a couple of people said, oh, be careful on your way. Y'all might catch some really bad weather. But from what you were showing me, that we might be clear of it.
It looks like it pushed out of here to the north. So,
well, that's good because, man, crazy weather changes, and this is why so many people are sick today.
Uh-huh.
And if you got sinus issues, you know, disorders with breathing and everything else, man, this ain't a good time for you.
No, it
really
is not.
Isn't.
And everything that's going around these days is not good. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you tomorrow. That's a wrap for your portion
of the
show.
Take care.
All right. Mile High, Mike, Elwin, and you two at 504-260-1870. You guys will lead off next hour. Also, Tulane Tuesday with Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz, who is staying with the Green Wave football program. Much to do about him potentially going to Georgia Tech. That is not happening. He is staying at Tulane. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.